Welcome. In this lesson, I'm going to walk you through an Icicle Ableton Live 12 Drop Impact Blueprint that gives you razor-sharp transients up front and textured, dusty mids underneath. This is an intermediate resampling workflow using only Ableton stock devices. By the end, you'll have two complementary resampled stems, a crisp transient stem and a dusty mid stem, a slice transient instrument, and a compact resampled palette you can reuse across your drum and bass drop. Let's start with a quick overview of what we'll build. First, two resampled stems from a drum rack group, one engineered for click and attack, the other engineered for body and grit. Second, a transient instrument built from the resampled transient stem so you can re-trigger tight hits. Third, a blended drop section, where the transient and dusty mids are balanced, processed and sidechained so the impact hits hard without sounding sterile. Finally, you'll consolidate the result into a compact resampled file for CPU efficiency and recall. Preparation. Open your Live 12 set with the drop arranged. Route all your drums, kick, snare, hats, into a drum rack or group track and name it Drum Bus. Duplicate the Drum Bus twice and name the duplicates Drum Bus Transients and Drum Bus Dust. Mute them for now. These are your parallel processing paths you'll resample from. A. Build the crisp transients path. Unmute drum bus transients and insert, from top to bottom, utility to mono the low end if needed, EQ8 with a high pass at 3040 Hz and a gentle narrow boost of plus 24 dB around 3.56 kHz to accentuate attack, then a stock compressor set to roughly 3:4:1 ratio, attack, between 0 and 6 milliseconds, release 6120 ms and threshold to taste. After that, add drum bus for character, crunch around 15-30%, slight transient boost if present, and keep boom minimal. Follow with a light saturator, small drive, maybe 1-3 dB, analog clip or soft sign, oversample if available, and finish with utility to slightly reduce width if you want the transient centered. If you have the transient device in Live 12, add it after the EQ with a small positive amount. Otherwise, prioritize the compressor attack and drum bus. Keep gain staging conservative. This chain is about clarity, not heavy coloration. B. Build the dusty mids path. On drum bus dust insert, top to bottom, EQ8 with HP at 3040 Hz. Then a peaking band around 200-800 Hz boosted plus 360 dB with a medium Q to focus the dust. Add heavier saturator than on the transient path. Drive roughly 4-8. Choose analog clip or warmth and oversample if you can. Add erosion in noise mode. Amount around 20% and use low frequency emphasis so it textures the mids rather than adding high hiss. Use multiband dynamics to tame the mid band with a couple dB of gain reduction for consistency. Follow with an EQ8 low pass around 6-8 kHz to remove crisp highs so this chain sits in the mids, and finish with utility to widen slightly if you want. This chain should be intentionally colored and a little messy. It provides the body and vintage dust that contrasts with the clean transient chain. C. Route and preview. Unmute both drum bus transients and drum bus dust and set their faders to unity. Solo each chain and audition the drop loop while tweaking devices until you hear two distinct characters. Very clicky and punchy for transients, warm and gritty for dust. D. Resampling the chains. You have two options. Option 1 is direct routing per chain. Create two new audio tracks named Resample Transient and Resample Dust. Say each track's audio from to the corresponding drum bus transients or drum bus dust output. Set monitor to in. Arm the track and record an 8/16 bar take of the drop. Repeat for the dust chain. Option 2 is using Live's resampling input. Solo the target chain. Create an audio track with input set to resampling, arm and record. Both work, but direct routing is less error-prone if you only want a single chain recorded. E. Edit the resampled clips. For the transient stem, set warp mode to beats and keep preserve low, about 1 to 16%, to keep attack integrity. For the dust stem, use Complex Pro or Texture for smoother tonal quality. Trim clip starts to remove silence, add short fades if needed, and normalize conservatively to avoid overload. Duplicate the transient clip and export a couple of one-shot variations with different transient emphasis. For example, one with extra saturator, one with extra EQ boost, so you have 2-3 transient variations for layering. F. Slice and build a transient instrument. Select the transient audio clip. Right-click and choose Slice to new MIDI track. Use the transient slicing preset and target Simpler. In the generated Simpler or drum rack, tweak each slice. Pull the start forward a few milliseconds to capture click, or back slightly if you want more slam. High pass at 3040 Hz. Set a short decay envelope, 4160 m is a good range, and turn warp off inside simpler for one shots to avoid smearing. Program a MIDI clip to play the transients in the drop context and align hits tightly to the kick and snare grid. G. Prepare the dust stem for layering. On the dust resample track, notch any competing frequencies. For example, cut 2-4 dB around 2-3 kHz if it conflicts with the transient click. Add glue compressor with a slower attack around 10-30 ms, and a medium release to glue the mid-energy. Optionally, add a small plate reverb on a return, high passed around 400-800 hz and kept low wet, around 10%, to add space without top-end sheen. H. Combine sidechain and final processing. Create a return track with compressor set to sidechain from the kick or kick plus snare. Use a medium ratio, about 4:1. Attack 1-5 ms and release roughly 100-250 ms. Send both transient and dusty tracks to this return to glue the drop rhythmically. Layer the simpler transient above the transient resample if you kept it, while the dust track sits lower. Use utility to center transients and slightly widen dust. On the drum bus, add glue compressor with a slowish attack, around 15-25 ms, and medium release for cohesion, and use multiband dynamics only if you need to tame low mids. I. Freeze slash flatten or resample again for compact usage. When you're satisfied, freeze and flatten the drum bus or resample the final combined output to a single audio file called Drop Final Impact for CPU efficiency and easy recall. Now some common mistakes to watch for. Don't oversaturate both chains. Too much distortion on the transient path kills clarity. Watch for phase cancellation when layering resampled transients with original samples. Nudge start times a few milliseconds or invert phase to check. Avoid using the wrong warp mode. Complex Pro on one shots can smear attacks. Use beats or warp off. Keep dust as texture, not the entire mix. Low pass or lower level it if necessary. Avoid double processing that squashes dynamics. Plan which stage compresses. And always mind gain staging. Resampling clipped audio makes problems permanent. A few pro tips. Take multiple takes with slight variations, different saturator amounts or erosion settings, then comp the best transient and dust combos. Use oversampling in saturator and simpler to avoid aliasing when you boost harmonics. Freeze and flatten CPU heavy chains once you like them, then edit the flattened audio. For extra bite, duplicate the transient, low pass one duplicate and distort the other, then offset by 0.3 ms for thickness. Use multiband dynamics on the dust stem to compress only the 200-800 hz band. Save your sliced transient drum rack as a preset for future drops. And automate the dust send to bring dust up in drop hits and lower it in breakdowns. Mini practice exercise to cement this. Take an 8-bar drum loop with kick, snare and break and route it through drum bus. Duplicate the bus into transients and dust. Build the transients chain with an EQ boost around 4 kHz, compressor attack 2-6 ms, saturator drive 2. Build the dust chain with a 300-700 hz boost of about 4 dB, saturator drive 6, and erosion noise around 12%. Resample 8 bars from each chain. Slice the transient resample to simpler and program a 4-bar repeating pattern aligned to kick and snare. Place the dust resample underneath. Sidechain the dust to the kick. Export a 16-bar loop and a slash B it against the original drums. Note differences in punch and texture and iterate. A quick recap. You created two distinct stems, transient and dust, by parallel processing and resampling. You sliced the transient to make a tight playable instrument, prepared the dust to sit as a textured body, and combined them with sidechain and bus processing for a solid drum and bass drop impact. Use multiple resample passes, conservative gain staging and appropriate warp modes to reproduce this approach across different drops. Final practical reminders from the coach notes. Treat resampled stems as instruments with roles. Attack versus body. Work non-destructively by keeping originals and saving multiple takes with descriptive names and timestamps. Record at least one extra bar before and after the loop to avoid truncation artifacts, and apply short fades to avoid clicks. Keep sample rate and bit depth consistent with your project and oversample processing, where possible until you commit. When layering, check phase, nudge start points by microseconds, and prefer very small timing offsets for thickness. Save your chains as audio effect rack presets with macros mapped so you can audition characters quickly across projects. That's it. Use this blueprint to build impact that's crisp up front and richly textured in the mids. Save your resampled files with clear names and BPM metadata, keep experimenting with small variations, and you'll have a reusable palette for powerful drum and bass drops.